What began as a side project for Yorma and continues to this day was an acoustic band called Hot Tuna, which he formed with musical buddy Jack Cassidy. Hot Tuna was heavily influenced by Piedmont blues, in particular Reverend Gary Davis and other Piedmont greats like Blind Boy Fuller. I recently talked with Yorma Kalkinen about the influence of Piedmont blues on his playing, as well as one song in particular originally recorded by Blind Boy Fuller. Before we get to that, here's Hot Tuna's cover of Blind Boy Fuller's Truckin' My Blues Away No. 2. Yorma, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for, you know, taking interest in this kind of music and making it possible for people that otherwise might not have a chance to listen to it and say, wow, that's really cool.
When you first picked up the guitar as a child, what were the things that you wanted to play?
Well, when I first picked up the guitar, I just wanted to play the guitar. And the first things that I learned to play, excuse me, were old-timey things, Carter Family stuff, Wildwood Flower, just old-timey music, you know, murder ballads, Down by the Willow Garden, Banks of the Ohio, stuff like that.
I knew you were influenced by Reverend Gary Davis, and so I thought it would be interesting to hear your take on how you were influenced by the Piedmont blues artists.
The Piedmont sound, just the complete nature of it, you know, the bouncy rhythms and the I don't know, there's just something about it that touched my heart, you know, on a really primal level. And the Piedmont stuff that really has been, you know, the taproot, the foundation of my whole playing career.
Now, and I understand from reading that you were, because you had such a blues tradition, and that's, it sounds like that's really where a lot of your interest was, is in the Piedmont blues, that you were a bit reluctant to join the airplane when you were asked.
Yeah, it was... The idea of playing in a pop band was totally offensive to me at the time.
Right.
And it's kind of funny how things work out. I mean, obviously, once I started playing, because playing music is fun and rock and roll is extremely seductive, it got me. And as a result of my deigning to play rock and roll, I've really been a pretty successful, you know, finger picker for the rest of my life.
I heard a rumor, I'm looking to see if you can either confirm or deny what the name of your band Hot Tuna was before it was actually Hot Tuna.
You're speaking about a substance found in septic systems?
It's correct.
Totally false. Totally false. It all has to do with Blind Boy Fuller. And it's an answer to the question, what's that smell like, fish, oh baby? I think the audience can put two and two together.
Absolutely. Well, Yorma, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Cool, man. Thank you so much.
Just gotta leave my house. Mortgage, yes, yes, out of my door. I said yes, you gotta leave my house. Mortgage, yes, yes, out of my door. Ashes to ashes, baby, dust to dust. What you gonna do when that damn thing rusts? Said keep on trucking along, truck my blues away.
Like many of his contemporaries, Blind Boy Fuller lived fast and died young. Blind Boy Fuller had a beautifully expressive voice and was a skillful guitar player. He died in Durham, North Carolina, and left a legacy of wonderful Piedmont blues. Here's Untrue Blues by Blind Boy Fuller.
I give you my money, what more can I do? She's a good little girl, Lord, but she won't be true. Every day, my mom, Lord, when I draw my pee, she's an evil-hearted woman, get drunk and throwed away. Now you dog me, mama, ain't did a thing to you. Then you keep on dogging on, telling what I'll do. Now you dog me every morning, give me the devil late at night. Just the way you dogging me, I ain't gonna treat you right. Yeah. Yeah.
There are a lot of great blues bands in the Charlotte area following the rich local tradition. Abe Reed and the Spike Drivers describe themselves as a boogie-woogie band, and their website claims the hippie twirlers, bumpin' grinders, blues boppers, ragtime swingers, and good old headbangers will attest to that. Rated recently as Best Band by Charlotte Magazine, here's Fern Gully Lace from their CD Caution Falling Boogie.
I sit and think about her when she's gone. Up all my space. I love her like Fern Gully Lace. Fern Gully Lace is a place where you long to be, trying to forget everything your eyes see. Oh, then you got it beating up in your chest. Fern Gully Lace, fill your empty ears, baby.
That was Fern Gully Lace from Abe Reed and the Spike Drivers from their CD Caution, Falling Boogie. Recently, rock and roll celebrated its 50th anniversary, which reignited the debate as to what was the first rock and roll song. There are several songs which tend to attract a lot of support. There's Bill Haley and the Comets' Rock Around the Clock. There are those in the Elvis camp who cite his cover of That's Alright Mama as the deserving number. And more recently, a swell of support for Jackie Brenston's Rocket 88 has led the charge to crown it as rock's first pioneering tune.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
But the entries don't end there. Among them is a song written and recorded by Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith called, of course, Guitar Boogie. The 3-minute and 20-second instrumental climbed both the pop and the country charts back in 1948 and eventually landed at the top spot on both. Guitar Boogie is cited as the song that inspired a generation of pickers from Chuck Berry to Chet Atkins. Another one of Arthur Smith's songs reached number one on the charts in 1973. Unfortunately, someone forgot to ask permission. In 1972, Warner Brothers released one of the great movies of all time.
Yeah, we beat it, didn't we? Did we beat that?
You don't beat it. You don't beat this river.
The film Deliverance featured a song called Dueling Banjos, performed by Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel, and the song rapidly climbed the charts and sold more than 8 million copies in just 6 months. The only problem is that Arthur Smith and Don Reno had written and recorded a song called Feudin' Banjos back in 1955. Smith sued Warner Brothers and won a landmark copyright infringement case in federal court. Arthur Smith's contributions go well beyond a hit guitar instrumental and a lawsuit. During the 1940s, Arthur Smith and his Cracker Jacks were a staple on Charlotte's WBT radio station. WBT eventually became WBTV, and the Arthur Smith Show was born. It was the first country music show to be syndicated nationally, and it ran for 32 consecutive years. With guest appearances from such names as Loretta Lynn, Andy Griffith, Johnny Cash, and the future President Richard Nixon. In fact, the common denominator for many of the artists who weren't originally born in Charlotte but ended up in Charlotte was Charlotte's powerful 50,000-watt WBT radio. Many artists relocated to Charlotte or simply traveled there to cut an album with one of the labels who had set up shop. In many cases, artists were hired for the specific purpose of selling products like Charlotte's Crazy Water Crystals Company. Additionally, Arthur Smith owned a pair of recording studios, a hotel chain, grocery store chain, a restaurant, a specialty record company, and founded a fishing tournament that was aired on ESPN for 12 years. Arthur Smith is a Charlotte and a North Carolina legend, and maybe even the king of rock and roll. In my search for local Charlotte artists to feature in the show, I listened to a lot of really great musicians, and at times it became almost too close to call. But you know the line in Jerry Maguire when Renee Zellweger says, "You had me at hello?" Well, David Childers and the Modern Don Juans had me at the opening of their song, "I Was the One."
Sorrow runs, sorrow flows, like poison in the soul. Heaven knows how sorrow flows.
We'll be back in just a minute to talk with David Childers here on American Soundways.
Had to lose and shit away.